Last night was the first time in more than two decades that a Democratic governor's had a chance to give an address like this to a legislature controlled by his own party. And yet, if you listen to the first 10 or 15 minutes, the crowd was sitting on its hands. There were only a few applause lines. And given the tone of Doyle's remarks, that's maybe not surprising.
This will be a time of sacrifice. It is a time when we will be responsible with what we have. This is not a time for big new programs. None of what's ahead will be easy. What isn't needed will be cut. And unfortunately, some of what is needed will be cut too.
The governor did not lay out where those cuts would come. Those details will emerge in the budget address he's likely to give in 2 weeks. The governor had pegged the state's budget shortfall at $5.4 billion. Although he said last night that number would ultimately grow larger because the economy is behaving even worse than expected. As far as other priorities go, Doyle hit familiar notes. He called on the legislature to mandate that insurance companies cover autism. And he called again on lawmakers to ban smoking in all Wisconsin workplaces.
Dozens of our communities have done it. Let's not be dragged kicking and screaming as the 48th or 49th state to do it. It is time for Wisconsin to take a step that improves our health, saves lives, and helps people to break the addiction to tobacco.
The governor staked out his position on what state government should do to combat drunk driving.
Let's work to allow law enforcement officers to set up controlled, reasonable sobriety checkpoints. We can pass legislation that will take drunk drivers off the road by making the third offense a felony.
And he discussed teacher salaries, but without any details.
We can change school funding in a way that encourages the hiring and retention of good teachers, provides for high standards, and encourages efficiencies in our school districts.
The governor has talked regularly in the past about repealing the Qualified Economic Offer, or QEO, although he did not use those three magic letters last night. The QEO is the state law that caps teachers' raises at 3.8%. Legislative leaders had mixed reactions. Republican Senate Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says the governor's speech was an attempt to blame Wisconsin's budget problems on the national economy, when the governor himself is also culpable.
He has not taken responsibility for it, and he didn't tonight again. He just kind of said, this is it, and we all need to roll up our sleeves and get to work. But, you know, ultimately, I think what you're going to see is tax increases. And that's, he didn't say it tonight, but that's what he was working towards.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan disagreed with that contention.
You know, I've had numerous conversations with the governor, and I've not heard him make statements about that. But I also think that everybody's keeping an open mind because these are serious, tough times. And, you know, we may have to do some things that we don't normally do. But with economic tough times, you got to do what you've got to do.
Sheridan called the governor's speech last night one of Doyle's best. One that made it clear that even though times are tough now, brighter days are ahead. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.